name. Let's all stand, if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord and Savior, how we appreciate you. And Lord, we're just so thankful that we have the call in our hearts to come and, Lord, just to worship you. And Father, and just praise you and rejoice in you, what you've done for us. And Lord, to hear you speak to us. Yes. Oh God, that desire to draw closer. Lord, climb that ladder. Truly, Lord, time is so short. Father, may that desire and that craving, that hunger, that longing truly grow greater in every heart. Yes. Every moment, Lord. May we just, Lord, give everything we are to you. Bless us now, we ask. Each and every one that's gathered together tonight. Pray that you would have your way. We ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Do you really love him?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to seeing him?
Amen.
Amen. It's just around the corner, saints. Yes. Amen. As that song says, I almost see the lights of home. Yes. Amen. Just right there. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. I think let's turn our capstone over to 98 and sing Inside the Gates.
Oh, how happy I will be when life's journey here is run, and I look upon his face and I hear him say, well done. I have fought a faithful fight, and by grace I've kept the faith. All his joys will then be mine. Amen.
Praise his name.
Inside the gate, inside the gates of hope. But a crown of life you've won. You're safe at last, all sorrows past. A mansion's here forevermore. Yes, all of this I'll hear him say. Oh, when I step inside the gate.
Amen. Sing it again.
Inside the gate. Inside the gate of home, sweet home. No more to cry. No more to die. But a crown of life you won. You're safe at last. All sorrows past, your mansion's here forevermore. Yes, all of this I'll hear him say when I step inside the gate. What a time's ahead when the saints raise from the dead. And what a time that's gonna be when Jesus we shall see. All the cares of life are past. It will all be over at last. Heaven's joys for me awaits when I step inside the gate. Inside the gate. Inside the gate of home. No more to ride, no more to die, but a crown of life you won. You're safe at last, all sorrows past, a mansion's here forevermore. And all of this I'll hear him say when I step inside the gate.
Amen.
Inside the gate. Inside the gate. What rejoicing right inside the gates. There's going to be. Amen. Ain't he wonderful? Praise his name. You know, let's go to our big books here. In 166. Very familiar song we sing so often. When we all get to heaven. Amen.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all sing and we'll shout the victory. Oh, let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory. Oh, onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly shall tread the streets of gold.
Amen.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing.
Amen. Are you looking forward to that day?
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory.
Amen. Oh, are you really looking forward to that day? Amen. Oh, every day we go through on earth gives us another reason why to look forward to that day. Amen. I like that second to the last chorus. Just one glimpse. That's all I need. That'll repay every pain, everything we've went through, every trial. Just one glimpse, let alone throughout eternity. Think about it. Hey, man, ain't you looking forward to it? Praise his holy name. Page 15. I don't think we sung this one for a little while. We're marching to Zion. Amen. Invincible army.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. Oh, and thus sing. worshiping. We're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad. Amen. May speak their joys abroad. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God.
Amen. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets. Amen. Think about it.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God.
Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. To fair worlds on high. To fair worlds on high. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Oh, we're marching upward to Zion.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we're marching.
I love to listen to these verses and choruses and all these poets and people writing the best they know how, what they see, what their vision is, what it's going to be like. Amen. There's going to be 1,000 sacred sweets before we even reach the heavenly field. Imagine what it's going to be like, saints. Oh, if you ain't got no desire to go, I don't know what to tell you. Amen. Closer we get. Amen. We should get more and more desire.
Yes.
Amen. Take us home, Lord Jesus. Amen. Ain't he wonderful?
Yes,
praise his name. Brother Josh, you want to come for the offering?
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. That's the blessing on it, if you would.
Lord, we praise your wonderful name.
Yes.
God. Lord, this verse has jumped out to me in one of them courses, Lord. Lord, let us then be true and faithful, Lord. Trusting and serving every day. Lord, that's my desire, to serve you with all my heart. Lord, whatever you may need out of me in my life, Lord, let it be. Lord, more revelation, Lord, is another I pray for. Oh, God, just let your will be done this night, this service. Let your revelation come down on each one of us, Lord. And Lord, is yielded unto you this night. Bless this offering once again. Use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. For all your glory and your honor, we pray in thy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's all him, ain't it?
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. Oh, and tell of his love.
it to him. Oh, we'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. Wonderful to me, Lord. I love you. Lord, I never want to fail to praise you, Lord, and give you glory and honor. Amen. Oh, I love him. Love you, dear Lord. Praise his name. How many have a request on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Bobby, would you like to take the request tonight? Ooh. His name. Ain't he wonderful?
Amen.
I know I say that a lot, but he truly is, saints.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a song? You got a song tonight? Anyone else have a song? Amen. Josh, you? Amen. It gets in our old papers, ain't it? Are you part of that church?
Amen.
Amen. Praise his name.
Do you hear them coming, brother? Thronging up the steeps of life. Oh, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle, oh, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear the stirring anthems filling all the earth and sky? Oh, 'tis a very glorious army, lift its banner up on high.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle, oh, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, never fear the clouds of sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. Oh, we shall triumph on the morrow. Even now our joys,
amen, even now, hallelujah.
Oh, it's a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, it's a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. Oh, following our conquering Savior, we shall reign with him on high. Oh, 'tis a glory. Amen. Sing it this way. 'Tis a glorious church, and I am a member, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Oh, 'tis a glorious church, and I am a member, oh, washed in the blood. Amen. Praise His name. Are you a member of that church? Amen. Oh, a glorious church, washed in the blood. Amen. Oh, He's so wonderful. I love Him. Praise His holy name.
I'm thankful I'm a part of that glorious church. Amen. Without spot or wrinkle. It's all by the grace of God. Amen. Through His precious blood that was shed for you and for me. Amen. Praise God. You know, I was talking to a young brother before came this evening and on the phone. And, you know, I was talking about, the forgiveness of sin and so forth. And I'd mentioned to him, I said, I'm just so thankful that by the grace of God, that God did not just set in His great plan that He'd forgive us one time, but He forgave us many times. And He gave that example when they asked Him, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Seven times? Nay, 70 times seven shall thou forgive thy brother. Oh my, that's a lot of times. That's 490 times. Amen. For the same thing. Now think of that. That's amazing grace. Amen. Because I know in times and past in my life I've had to ask God to forgive me more than once, I'll tell you. And maybe more than once for the same thing. But oh my, I'm so thankful for the grace of God that He placed the assurance in my heart that I know when I place it under the blood, it's under the blood and it's in the sea of God's forgetfulness. I'm so thankful for that blood. Amen. Don't you love Him? Amen. You appreciate Him? Amen. Let us all stand. We're going to ask Brother Timothy to come deliver the message tonight, what the Lord's laid on his heart. We're giving Dad a little break air to rest up. He better be fired up and ready to go one of these days. Amen. But we're going to give him a little break air. He's got a little extra duties there calling on him. So, like I say, we're giving him a little extra time off. But like I say, just pray God will bless him. And I know God's blessing Mother real good, and she's feeling a lot better. I'm just so thankful for that. Amen. So let us just sing a little chorus. I'm in love with Jesus. Are you in love with Him? You're in love with that word. Amen. That's why you want to hear that word. Lord, feed me that precious word. I'm in love with Him. Amen. I'm in love with Jesus, and He's in love with me. I'm a picture of King Jesus. I would like for you to see.
the healer of all diseases.
Amen.
He's the man.
For a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we just want to thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we count it a great privilege to be here, Lord, and so thankful for the desire that was burning in our hearts. Maybe some of us has had some rough trials today, Lord, or maybe had a rough road to walk today, but Lord, there's still something down on the inside. It don't matter. Oh, there's a hunger and a thirst, Lord, to cry it out in our hearts to be here. Lord, are with you and around your precious word, Lord. And we just pray tonight, Lord, that through your word, you would strengthen someone, encourage someone, Lord, whatever you see the need would be, Lord. And you just have your way. Take these few scriptures and quotes. And Lord, you just have your way. Lord, we commit ourselves unto thee for service, Lord, and asking you to have your way. And Lord, above all, that you would receive all the glory and the honor from everything that's said and done. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My, I tell you, I pray we're excited. I pray there's something burning down in our hearts, you know. We're in a, as we're going to read here this night, just a few scriptures and quotes, nothing deep. But if you're hungry and if you truly come expecting, I believe God can use these few quotes and scriptures to stir your heart and maybe make you a little more hungry for what God's got for you. Amen. I don't know about you, but my, it gets more sweeter every day, more precious every day. My, when you just see that you're a member of that glorious church. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And my, you can see all he's done for you. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and read a portion of Scripture here. Amen. Just a little thought. Just, you know, we... My, it's just good to be here. Amen. Thank the Lord for air conditioning, too, in a day like today, I'll tell you. Amen. My, when you look back, you know, I was thinking today the children of Israel over there when they were in bondage in Egypt and out stomping straw for bricks and in that old mud, and Egypt's not a cool place over there. Yeah. My, what a trial that must have really been. Yeah. My, when you look at how God, through it all, held them strong and brought them out, There's nothing too great for our God. Amen. Amen. Let's turn here to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and begin here at the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. My, what a precious thing to start with. Make sure you got the truth. Amen. Stand there, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, there wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. My, as we
we realize, and it's been spoke on many times, you know, and maybe some would say, well, that's an old subject, but we're still in a battle in this day. And we're still fighting. And amen, Brother Branham preached the message, the greatest battle ever fought. And it's Satan ain't, he's still trying all he can to stop God's promises, stop getting away, whatever he can do. Throw up a roadblock, throw up this, throw up that. But thanks be to Jesus, he provided everything we'd ever need when he sent us down here on this earth to take part in this great battle. But my, as you can see, as that battle starts to become to a close, my, it gets hotter. And if you can look at any natural war, you look when a stronghold was getting close to being taken, you watch how the opposing army would pull all their army back and surround that one thing and just hang in there and try to block and stop that last final move that army's trying to do. But then you look at it today. You watch Satan, he's been backed up and he's been backed up and he's been backed up. He's been defeated and he's been defeated. And what is he trying to do? He's trying to hinder that bride from that last final body change that's going to take place. And he's doing all he can in this hour. He's making churches lukewarm. He's making people lukewarm, taking the joy from their hearts, trying to do all he can to stop God's move, trying to keep God's army from pressing on. But my, as you look at each one of those things there that is the whole armor of God, my, you say, you can't take one and leave something else off and say, I don't need that part of it. You know, you see so many, maybe they'll take up the, maybe they think they've got the shield of faith, but they won't take up the helmet of salvation, and their shield of faith did them no good. Because without salvation, it's impossible to please God. You must be born again to receive from God what he's got for you. But my, look at all those things. Your breastplate of righteousness, his righteousness, none of yourself. But all these things he placed in a people, he placed on a people to take a hold and to take a hold of this stronghold for God. But my, I was just thinking on this. You know, we're getting close to going home. You can see it. The signs of the time is showing. Look throughout the land and you see it all, the chaos. You see everything is taking place. You see how much the churches have just fell away from God and how it's totally, as Brother Branham wrote in the Church Age book, it looked almost like a blackout. And he said, I put a little bit of light in there. My, you can see that. All through the land you see it looks like Satan has just taken people's joy. People don't like to go to church no more. They don't want to sit in church if they have to sit there longer than a half hour. They don't want to go here and hear that. They don't want you to pinch on their toes. They don't want nothing that's going to make them cringe a little bit or anything that's going to show them a sure place. And they've reached a spot, but they don't realize that's Satan working in their heart, trying to deceive them. He can't show them that the prophet's message ain't right. Maybe they're anchored on that they realize it was a prophet that came and that was the word of God to the bride. But if he can get you to back off one promise, one word of God, amen, if he can keep you from obtaining the full stature of Jesus Christ, it's all in vain for the army. And that's what he's trying to do. He's had many years to watch, and he's been studying and looking, watching to see what he can do. But you know, God sent his precious word to fortify a special body of people all over this earth, that little called out church, wherever she may be. He said he would have a witness, and there will be a witness all over this earth for Jesus Christ. It won't be big numbers, but it'll be a handful, but there'll be a witness. They will be a shining light for Jesus Christ. But my, these are some of the older quotes. They've some before 63, but just as Brother Branham was talking, and several, he preached messages upon messages on the armor of God and these different things. But just to take a little text here, but here, this is in the message, the contest, preached December 31st, 1962, paragraph 14. And it says, I think a very good thing for Christians to do, that's right. Now, if you want to start training, you start with John 3:16, the golden rule. Start right with that, and that'll get you on the floor. And then train for the knockout punches, because you're going to have to use them. Everybody knows that. You have to train to hit your enemy. And always, God uses his word. We must remember that God uses his word to defeat his enemy. If God could think or could have give his people anything better to defeat the enemy with, he would have done it. So if I've always said when God makes a decision, that's the best that there is, and he never has to alter his decisions. So the first decision God gave his people in the Garden of Eden to combat the enemy was the word, and they were fortified with his word. And now the enemy is going to study our strategy with the word. Now Satan studied that all out so perfectly till when he come to Eve, he had the best strategy he could use upon her. And that was the reason with the word. Now you never want to reason with God's word. Just believe it. Don't try to explain it. Don't try to figure it out. And now you can't figure out God, so God is the word. And many people make their mistake right there. Something comes in the word, and they just block God right away. I don't see how that can be. And they won't even give God an opportunity to fortify him with his word. Amen. He won't give God a chance to work and to strengthen them and to strengthen that shield of faith that they have need of. But he says here, but you don't want to read, just believe it. Don't try to explain it. Don't try to figure it out. Now you can't figure out God, so God is the word, and it's just made to believe. And that's our strength. Just accept the word. Because anyone knows that a seed in the right kind of ground will produce of its kind. Just take the word. Amen. Amen. And if, as individuals, you know, and as young, maybe someone has come into the message and you're growing in Christ. And maybe sometimes something will come in the word and it seems like it's strong. And maybe you don't understand it. Just go to God in prayer. Don't ever seal yourself off and say, it can't be. I don't see how that can ever be. But go to God in prayer and give God an opportunity. It may be a day. It may take 2 or 3 days. It may take several weeks. And then you will, and if you'll stay prayed up and prayed about it with it on your heart and really wanting to see it, you watch God bring it back through the ministry some way in another way. And watch God dip that into your heart if you're truly hungry and want to see it. But people reach a place today where everybody feels they've got so much revelation. People get so lifted up in themselves. I've got the prophet's message. I can read it on the page. I can see it. And they don't realize God's got a provided way to fortify his army. He's got a provided way to place what they need on them and give them and to lead them and to guide them. And my, how when God fortifies an army, they're ready. They're always standing there and they won't have to sound retreat or defeat. But God will always take them and just keep moving on. That's his plan. It's his good pleasure, to his praise of his glory, to his will while we were called here and sent for this purpose. But each one of us, as you join an army, you know, you take even in the natural when you see the military. And young men may want to join, but then let them get in there and then realize what it takes to become that. Then they want out. And then they want to get away from it. But once you've signed your name with this natural army down here, you can't get away from it. You're in there. But oh my, when God, he's planned his army, he placed a little predestinated seed down on the inside. And my, it started there. It wasn't just their idea of, well, I think I'll join, I think I'll do it. No, he did the predestinating. He did the planning and started down on the inside with that little seed. And then in due course, it hit this earth. And my, it found the word. The word found it. And my, you watch it begin to grow. You watch it begin to take strength and to get strong in the Lord and begin to grow. Now, that army does not start out from the get-go. When you take any young man that's just joined the military, when he first joins, he don't know all there is to know. And if you throw him out on the battlefront in the heat of the battle, you'd probably get him killed or something else. But God knows just how to do it with his army. He knows just what they need and how to prepare them for everything they're going to face in life. And he said he would never put more on you than you could bear, more than you could handle. But you've got to be willing to let God fortify you. You've got to be willing to say, Lord, here am I. Lord, you take your word and prepare me for what this is in your word that you've got for me in this day. Because each down through our life, saints, each one, you can look back to where we begin. You can look back to the day God filled you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you look at the many battles that's been fought in your life. You look at the many battles that's been waged. And look how God, through you, has overcome each one of those obstacles, bringing you higher, bringing you closer to him, a stronger person in Christ. Little things that maybe used to have made you blow your, just fall apart, maybe get mad, fall down, just whatever. That you see it vanishing away. Little things that used to come and maybe just rock your boat, something fierce, you see it fade away. You see a firmness, a rooted and a groundness coming in. Maybe the battle's raging hot and you don't see somebody running backwards. You see that strongness, standing strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, knowing that he is more than able and greater is he that is in you than he that's in all the world. Mind you, you see this taking place. Each trial, each test, as you go and you overcome That's for your benefit. That's God showing you that I am with you. I will not leave you. I'll not forsake you. I'm traveling with you. And each day as you see that overcoming take place in your life, it brings a greater assurance, a greater knowing in your heart that this land is mine. I can possess the gates of the enemy through Jesus Christ. He will do this work through my heart, through my life. And as we've come up, just all these things we've traveled up through life, and you see all the many stepping stones. And now as we're getting closer to the appearing of the Lord, you see the Holy Spirit is crying out. It's going to take more revelation in this age than it ever has. It's a rapturing faith. It's a faith where the fullness of Jesus Christ is returned back into his church in the fullness of the word, in every aspect, every promise in that book being vindicated and manifested through a people's hearts and lives. Not just talked about, not saying I believe that's for today, not saying if you believe it and truly believe it, it will vindicate itself. God will back up every promise in that book. Every word of you believe, God will vindicate it through your life somewhere. He'll show to you that he is God. He is God that told Joshua, I'll be with you as I was with Moses. And look at all Joshua when he came up and seen all the mighty things Joshua conquered. God, with God standing before him. My saints, we're coming down to that final close, and Satan's doing all he can to block it. He'll try to, he makes things look impossible. He'll try to take your attention, and then he'll get down to where it looks like, oh my, look at this situation and that situation. And he'll burden your mind and your heart with things that is a good thing to worry about. Might be a lost loved one. It's wonderful. We should pray for our lost loved ones every day. But Satan can learn if you've got a weak spot there that you don't really trust that God can take care of the situation if they're his. He can get that in your mind and begin to burden you down and burden you down and burden you down. And pretty soon you're so burdened down that you can't get above that thing. And that's just a trick of the enemy. And that's why God has sent his word to us in this day, is to fortify us. That's just one illustration. But look at all the many things that Satan uses to try to keep God from performing his work in our lives. And that's where we're at, saints. We've come down to now it's time to stand with all you've got to stand. It's time to make sure that shield is polished and shining and there ain't a crack in it, there ain't a chip in it. Make sure that sword you're holding in your hand is gleaming. It's sharp as it can be. There's nothing to hold you back. Your helmet's in place where it ought to be. Your feet is shod, covered up, and girt about with your loins girt about with truth. Standing ready for whatever God's got for you to do in his army. This is in God Hiding Himself in Simplicity, preached April 12, 1963. And he was talking about the United States Army. He said they give the man everything they need. And he says, paragraph 108, he said, and that's what we ought to do today, friend. We got to take the whole word of God because we're going to need it. We've got to use every word that's in there. And you remember what our pastor just said here several services now. He's mentioned, if it's in you, you will use it. Amen. These promises that's in this book are for you. You'll use it. We're going to need every word that's in there. We're going to need every promise. Everything we can get from God, we're going to need all we've got that he's left in that word to win this battle and to take that final body change. Amen. He says, and we're going to use the word that's in there. It's thus saith the Lord. We've got to use the full gospel, all of it. And now when God had fortified his church, he fortified it with the best thing he could find because it's his own children. And he fortified the church by the word, his own word. Just asked them to believe his word. That's all there was. And Satan, by his wisdom, caused even to break down that barrier. Just one place. Satan admitted every bit of that word was right, but said, surely that's all they had to know. Surely you won't die. And that was the loophole. He got Eve from behind the word with that one little doubt. And what's he trying to do? Satan is trying to make sure that you don't get the revelation of what God's trying to show us. He's doing all he can to thwart and keep you from realizing that every promise in that book is yours. You were healed by his stripes 2,000 years ago. All you got to do is be able to accept it and to stand on it with revelation burning in your heart and watch God vindicate that promise come to life. But Satan's going to do all he can to fight that off. He don't want the church to get that revelation because he knows that's the rapturing revelation that'll finish off that little bride and take him out of this world. But he's doing all he can to fight it. But are we letting him win? Are we letting him keep us despondent? Are we letting him just kind of take it out of my heart that it's not important? I want that revelation, but it's not really as important to me as it should be. Maybe I don't really hunger for God to heal me like I should. It's not something, it's so easy to take medication. And I don't mean to get off on healing, but just listen for just a moment as we go on here. It's so easy to get dependent on that medication, so easy to take that pill rather than search God and seek God. Say, Lord, this is a need in my heart and in my life. And Lord, I want to see you heal it, that you would be vindicated, that you would be glorified, not for myself, but do we hunger for God to be expressed that great, that is our foremost desire, is that he would receive the glory from healing my body. Not that my body gets healed so I can go do this, or my body's healed so I don't have to do that. But it's to his glory, to the praise of his glory, that every word of this Bible be vindicated. And what happens when God begins, when you see that and get a true revelation, and you see God heal your body of something that doctors never could, when you see God take and do something, you watch the greater faith that it will place into your heart. And you watch it. It may start as just a little thing. And then you watch it grow and become a greater thing. And you just watch God. It may not be stuff that's expressed where everybody out here can see it. But this is an individual race, you and God. God is God. You are his and his bride here on this earth. And you're going to live with him. And he's preparing you to be there in that place with him, that he can have fellowship with you up there. And he's preparing our hearts, preparing each one of us. And it's this word is, I don't look at this word, well, my brother needs this so he can get healed of his problem. My sister needs this so she can get healed of her problem. No, I need a revelation of this, that this body will take that final change. That every word that God's got in this Bible will be backed up, vindicated, and expressed through my heart and my life. Every word, not just gifts of healing, not just this, but it's every word, every promise in God's word be fulfilled in my heart and in my life, in your heart and life. But my, are we that hungry for it? Do we really excited? Or do we just say I'm excited, but we're not really excited? You know that army, when they see that, the opposing army, when they see that stronghold come into view, and they see that, oh my, that's what they've been after all this time, and maybe that battle's been hard. Maybe it's been long, and maybe they've had to fight many things. They don't sit down on the ground, take off their helmet, and say, oh, we might as well just quit. No. There's something down on the inside of a natural human being when they're pressing that much, and then they see it. There's another boost. You look down through history, all the things that's happened just in the natural. But how much more would an elect of God, when they can see that final promise coming into view, see their home coming into view, and realizing that this word, everything they've stood for, everything they believe, they can see God drawing back to the truth, see God vindicating it, lining it up, putting it in their heart, and doing things and lining them up in a way they've never been lined up before. How much greater of a hunger and a thirst ought it out of place in their heart? How much more of a press? How much more am I pushing? Lord, I want to reach that spot. Lord, this is what I'm here for. Lord, I see it coming into view. But oh my, Satan tries to steal that away. Oh, look at this. Look at that. It ain't happening. Oh, there's nothing happening. Oh, this is good. But no, keep your eyes trained on that goal and make sure your armor's tight. Make sure your armor's right where it ought to be, because God's got that army. He's preparing that army for a move. And my, you know, a lot of times, right before that final move, right before they try to take that stronghold, the captain may call his ranks around and say, come here, get all them, the captains around in a circle and say, no, this is the plan. This is what we've got to do to get to that stronghold. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. Calling your attention back. Make sure you've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Make sure you know you've got that token on display down in there. Make sure your life's cleaned up. Make sure this is all lined up. You've got to start with the basics. If we don't get this lined up first, we're never going to get over there to take that. If one man's out of place over here when that natural army begins to move, it can cause the whole thing to go bad. But oh my, when everyone's in the right position, you watch him take that stronghold right now. And my, I believe that's what God is doing. He's drawing our attention back to this precious word. Many things we've heard many, many times. So many times almost, you can almost quote by heart some of the things that may be going to be read, because you've actually heard it that much. But I pray that God will dip the revelation of this precious word down in our hearts like we've never had before. Though it's so strong, so assured in our heart. My saints, it's coming back. Amen. The fullness of the word. The full stature of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus manifested in flesh again on this day. Every word. Not just every word. It's not just, oh, we want to see great healings and all we want to see. No. But it's every word. And why? Because with every word in display, it'll begin to vindicate and back up just what he said. Here, and this is in Jehovah Jireh. Hey, man, let me make sure. Amen. This is in Show Us the Father, preached August the 11th, 1954. He's talking about Joshua. He used Joshua for a type many times when he was talking of these different things like this. This is E33. He says, look what he said. Here's a good thought. He told Joshua, not Joshua, but Moses, I have given you Palestine, and it's yours. And it was all walled up and fortified with Philistines and big walls around it. But I've given it to you. It's yours. Now go take it. That's the idea. Go take it. Divine healing's yours. Go take it. It's fortified with doctors' beliefs, agnostics' belief, and everything else. But go take it. God said it's yours. The Holy Ghost is yours. Go take it. Your pastor don't believe it, but the Bible said it was so. Go take it. It's God's word. You know how them that 10 come back and said, oh, we look like grasshoppers and we can't do it. But Joshua said, yes, we can. God said so. That's the promise, and I believe it. Yes. And Peter said, the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. And I believe the baptism of the Holy Ghost and all the fullness of God is raining down on the church today. It's for whosoever will. God promised it in his word. It's ours. Let's take it. Let's go over and possess that ground. God didn't go over there and kill all the Philistines and the Amorites and so forth and sweep it out and say, now come on in, folks. That ain't God's way of doing it. He gives you the promise and says, go get her. That's right. Divine healings is yours tonight. Go get it. Amen. God promised you could walk. You could walk. He must be pointing at the congregation. You could walk. And you can see whatever it is, God promised it to you. Let's go get it. God said so. And if he ain't as good as his word, then he's not God. But let's go possess it. It's ours. God is in his word. Hallelujah. And that's the every promise, saints. Do we see it that great? Is that real in our heart? You know, when you get to a place where you realize it's life or death for you. You know, many people that stood in that prayer line, they realized that was their last chance. If they couldn't get, God didn't heal them, they were going to die. They knew they were going to die. But that death, a lot of times, as Brother Branham said, in desperation, it caused that desperation to set in. It put that extra searching, the urging in their heart that they needed that they would reach out to God and get a hold of it. My, how we ought to have that in our heart to reach out before we're ever in that situation. Amen. Greater that this word would be manifested greater in our hearts and in our lives than every promise. Not wait for a situation to where, oh, look, now I've got to have this. Oh, Lord. But no, it's before that. There's a love. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. Every day it's a constant, Lord, draw me closer to you. My, I pray that's growing greater in our hearts, saints. And I don't mean to sound like, but Satan is trying to keep us. He's trying to do all he can to keep us from being truly hungry for what God's got for us. He's doing all he can to stop just whatever he can do to cause emotion, cause this to keep a people from focusing in on that final, what I say final, but it could, whatever. It's a word. One word that may be lacking. He's trying to do all he can. Yes. It's the same way with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You see so many people that still, well, he said I had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can't rely on that. Go to God's word, and if God's word makes you feel you're short, then there's a place to reach and cry out for. There is something greater in your heart. Oh my, but people don't want us, they don't want that. They just want all the joys and the blessings and all that comes with it, but they don't realize that sometimes it takes agony. Sometimes it takes crying out in the spirit and searching for God to get that last whatever it is he wants. He wants to see you're hungry. He wants to know you want it. He wants to see in your heart and life that it means more to you than anything else. My, how we ought to keep pressing on. Amen. This is in Jehovah Jireh. And my, how it's just a little type. It's Brother Branham speaking here. This is January 6, 1957, E15. He said, and now that's the way that Christianity is. When a man is, or a woman or child is born to that Spirit of God, then everything you have need of in this world and world to come is given to you. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you're planted in Christ. And to my estimation of Christ, he is the inexhaustible fountain of life. And you're just planted in him. Drink and drink and push out. And drink and push out and drink and push out. For everything you have need of is in him. The only thing you have to do is get the thirsty and go to drinking. And it'll produce just exactly what the seed is. If it's a promise and God promised to do it, God's obligated to it, and he will do it. Pushing, shoving, something comes in, as we spoke in the tabernacle this morning. The main spring in the middle of the watch that makes every movement click to perfect time. When the Holy Spirit comes in, there is something that moves. You can't understand what it is. It's a supernatural being inside of you, moving, controlling your emotions, making you scream when actually you feel like running, but you'll shout when you don't know what you're doing. You'll praise God just automatically. There's something that happens. It's that main spring, the spring of God's grace in the middle of your heart controlling you, making you shun from evil and accept life and get away from doubt, have faith. The main spring will make you cast down reasoning and accept God's word. It's moving, ticking, going around and around, making your whole emotion come right in control with God. What a marvelous thing. The Holy Spirit brooding over you as he did a bleak earth one time. And fruits come out of that bleak earth when the Holy Spirit drove together the calcium and the potash and the moisture and whatever texture is taken to make flowers and fruits, beasts and animals and mankind. The Holy Spirit brooding in connection with God. These things came to pass. What more will it do over a born-again man now for his health or whatever he has need of God's eternal promises? And my, what do you think's going on when you come and you gather under the anointing of the precious Holy Spirit? And you sit under his word. You know, sometimes, when he's teaching, you know, sometimes teaching messages come so slow. And it may seem like, well, that's pretty much the same thing he said the last service. But the Holy Spirit's brooding, mixing together every word, making sure you're getting it, making sure. You know, a lot of times we still, as human beings, we want to look, well, I wonder what the minister's going to preach on. I wonder what his message will be. And it gets to be that a lot of times. They're just going to hear the message that the man has. And they don't realize that when they come in, if they truly come in hungry, it's the Holy Spirit that's meeting them with the word. The man may get up to speak something and think he's speaking it this way. But the Holy Spirit knows what each one has need of that needs to be fortified. And the Holy Spirit will continue just to brood and to mix that over. Oh, and it'll settle right down in a little heart. And you watch it just burst to life right now. When it finally, the Holy Spirit locks it in and gets it down in there, you watch things begin to happen. You watch it begin to move just like God wanted it to move. But my, you know, sometimes the human mind is so complex, it just complicates God's problem. It makes things harder for God to move because we need to get out of the way. We need to get ourselves totally out of the way and give God an opportunity to move himself. Amen.
Glory to God. Yes, amen. This is in the Church Age book, about 143:1. He says, he told us the evidence of what would happen after being baptized with the Holy Ghost was that we would have the teacher come and teach all truth. But that teacher was an inside teacher, not an outside teacher. If the Spirit wasn't inside, you wouldn't hear the truth and receive it by revelation. If you heard it every moment of the day, that was the sign of the indwelling Spirit in the days of Paul. Those who filled with the Holy Ghost heard the word, received it, and lived by it. And those who did not have the Spirit heard it only as carnal men and put wrong interpretation on it and went into sin. In every age, the age of the Holy Ghost for the true believer, I say, in every age, the evidence was the same. Those who had the Spirit, the teacher heard the word, and that Spirit then in them took the word and taught it and revealed it to them. And they were a group that heard the messenger and his message and took it and lived it. Amen. And saints, we're standing in that time. Everybody's claiming, everybody's professing, I believe it, I'm following it. But there's a few elected down in amongst all of this that's going to have a true vindication, that they truly believe and stand upon every word that's in that Bible. And it will be vindicated through their hearts and through their lives in every situation. Every promise will be made manifest and vindicated. Every word upon word. But my, it's a great battle. And Satan's doing all he can to keep it from getting there. But are you going to polish up your armor a little bit more? Are you going to make sure your sword's a little sharper? And stand up a little greater and stand firm and strong in the Lord? And press on a little harder, I pray. I pray it's burning in our hearts, saints. As I said, I don't know what God has in store. You don't know what God has in store.
But are we excited about whatever he has in store, whatever it may be, whatever way he begins to move or wants to move? You know, sometimes we can focus in on how we'd like to see God move or what we want God to do, but what does he want to do? Amen. May we truly just yield ourselves to him in such a way that he can truly take us over and fortify us with his word. But that's why we must. You know, so many has got to the idea, well, I've got the message, I don't need to go to church. I'll just stay home. I don't need to go gather. If I had an opportunity, I don't care, I'd be real careful. That's another thing Satan will use. He'll throw obstacles. Well, you can't go because of this. You shouldn't go because of that. You need to mess over that. You can't do that. You watch him. If he can keep you from getting here, he'll do all he can. Not just here, but wherever you may gather, or someone that's listening to this. If he can keep you away from the Spirit of God, he's going to do all he can. Try to get you cold. Try to make you whatever. But oh, don't give him an opportunity. Stay strong and make that effort. Maybe I've got a headache. Maybe I've got a toe ache. But make the effort and go to service and see if God won't move in your behalf. And take that headache right away and then let the Word teach to you what you have need of. My, you know, we've seen it over the past. We've seen it. People make every excuse in the world why they couldn't go to church. And Satan, why? It was Satan. Yeah, it sounded good. It sounded like a good excuse. But it was only Satan to destroy him, trying to keep him from the Word. And he was winning. But my, how much today, if we have an opportunity, if there's a little congregation close to us, we ought to make that effort to be setting in service every chance we get an opportunity and let God have an opportunity to work on our hearts and do the work that's needed in our life. But you know, we're living, I've heard this statement made so much anymore. People, the pastor preaches too long, the service is too long, not here, and I don't mean that, but you just hear this. You hear people, they want that excitement of an evangelist coming in for 15 or 20 minutes, and then that's it. The praise and the songs, oh, we had such a glorious service. And they went right out, and they weren't no higher than they was when they went in. Amen. But oh my, as Brother Branham says here, is there's a man here that can turn on the light. Just a little quote. This is on page 40 down about the top of the page, but it says, cold blizzardy days won't ripen the wheat, no indeedy. It takes the warmth of the sunlight because it was God's spoken word to do such a thing with. And it'll take the word spoken of God today to show the saints of God that Jesus Christ lives just the same as he was yesterday, he is today. Creeds and denominations will never do it. They're cold and indifference, and the grain will rot right in the ground. It can't come forth under that. And my, I want to lay in the presence of the sun. I pray, you know, it may pinch. And it may hurt my flesh. It may not be just what I wanted to hear. It might, oh, brother, you don't know, that really hurt my feelings. Well, you need to come back and get them hurt again. Because that's how God deals sometimes. It takes a rock up beside the head, a stick hitting you, as we've heard many times. But you've got to give God an opportunity to work on your heart. You've got to give God a time to fortify you with his armor and to set you up where you need to be. Not get there on your own. My own, well, I think I've got it. I'm good enough. I can handle this situation. I can handle that situation. And the situation comes and you make a horrible fall. You mess it up. You can't stand for God. But oh my, you watch, let God begin on the inside and begin that fortification. You watch it come forth on the outside and be to the praise and glory of God. But my, may we take on that whole armor of God. Take it all. And make sure it's all right where it ought to be. Look and search and make sure that there's nothing missing. My saints, we're living in a day where I don't know about you, but I want every promise God's got. Amen. And if there's something that's lacking in my life that's keeping me from getting to that promise, I want to get that took care of, and I want to get that ironed out first. And I pray that's the desire of each of our hearts as we've gathered. We've all been in the message for a long time, most of us sitting here. We've traveled this road. But is there a run revelation somewhere of something that I think I believe that I don't have a true revelation of that I need? That if I had that, what God could do for me? How we ought to be praying and seeking, asking God, Lord, show me what I have need of in my heart and my life. And pray and ask God, say, Lord, if there's something that I'm lacking that's not right, Lord, or something maybe I need a revelation of, lay it on the pastor's heart to bring a message on that thing. And watch God, watch the Holy Spirit move again and watch it. But oh my, it's such a wonderful thing. If you'll just sit back and watch the moving of the Holy Spirit. Watch how God, for the last 7 years, you can watch way before that and see God through your life all the time. I'm not saying he just started moving 7 years ago. But I'm just saying, you watch the moving of the Holy Spirit. When God called you out for a purpose, for a reason, and each heart was led to do what they done, you watch what God, how the Holy Spirit has just been moving you greater. You look, just look back 7 years, 6 years, 4 years. Just keep backing up and see the things that you've overcome. Back up a year and see the things you overcome. Back up 2 weeks and see what you've overcome. Amen. It's an everyday progress. And if you don't see that every day, I'm climbing. But I still see, then that's that much more we need to climb. Much, much more press. And my, you know, I don't mean to sound discouraging or sound like you're not pressing. But I just want to give you an extra boost. If there's something, we can take this land. It is ours. Satan is not going to hinder us. By God's grace, we're going to get to where he wants us to be. We're going to take that ground and keep following in his footsteps. Am I going to run out ahead and get there by my own? I'll get this way. No. I'm going to yield to God and say, Lord, step by step, you lead the way and I'll follow. And my, you watch what God will do. Amen. Two sisters come to the instruments. You know, it's that little message kind of went a different way than I had intended. I really did. But God knows all things. We just take it as he gives it. Amen. Do you see, and we trust a living God. We're serving a living God every day. I see it greater in my heart and my life. You know, and it's just kind of funny as you drive out through the fields and you see all the many people that's following this message, and you see all kinds of situations and things that just shouldn't be with someone that's got the baptism of the Holy Ghost if it was really burning in their heart. And I'm just saying that according to the Word of God. That's not my idea. That's what the Word has said. But as you see all of this, you know, I was driving out past a cornfield the other day, or a bean field actually, and it's great big green bean field. And here now you can pretty much look and see it about everywhere. If you pass a big green bean field, just scattered out through it, you see little corns of stalks, a stalk of corn poking their heads up, and they're growing out of that beans. It was left in the planter when the planter went through. But I just thought that's about how God's elect must be. When you look out across and you see all of this, but yet that corn sticks out so great because it's a corn. Yes. It sticks out so bad against the beans because it's not part of those beans. And my, how that, as Brother Brandon preached, an oddball. That's how that genuine, true elect looks to the people of this day. Yes. You're fanatic. You're going too far. You don't need to do that. That's not necessary. You've got the message. You're following Brother Brandon. That's all you got to have. Just accept his message. It's okay. Claim you got faith and nothing ever happens. No, that's not it, saints. He said, stand on my promises and watch it vindicate and take place. And that's what I want to see in my heart and my life. Not saying I've got all faith and nothing ever happens. But, oh, see the vindication of it take place in my heart and my life. And I pray that each one of you are feeling that. Yes, I might be young. You may be older. You might be middle-aged. Whatever stage we're in. My, may it be the burning desire of our hearts is that God would receive the praise and the glory through his word. That every promise would be manifested, vindicated through my heart and in my life, greater than it ever has before. My, I pray it's just something down on the inside is growing greater. A true hunger for what God can do. You know, a lot of times when you start talking about having faith and it vindicates, it causes people to shrink back because Satan's there. You can't never have that. That's never going to manifest in you. You can't do that. You'll never get healed of this. You're never going to get healed of that. You'll never be able to do that. Satan's going to do all he can to take away. Well, it's not like that. Yes, that and the other. But no, just get in a channel with God and God alone and say, Lord, it looks impossible to the flesh, and it is. But through you, all things are possible. Lord, place this down in my heart, Lord, in a way that it never has. Don't block him with your thoughts, but just open up your channel to him and say, Lord, here am I, Lord. Give it to me, Lord. Dip it down in my heart greater than it ever has been before. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. I pray you do. I pray somehow, through something, you was able to gain some encouragement, maybe just something to cause you hungry a little bit more that for whatever God would have for us. My, you don't know day to day. You may come Sunday and God have a situation and the message go a million miles from what you think might be going to minister on. And that might be the very thing that I had need of. Oh, my saints, put our faith in God. It's him, not in myself, not in what I can accomplish or do. but put your faith in God. Amen. Oh, my, and watch the mountains begin to move. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Faith in God will move the mighty mountains. Yes. Amen. It'll calm the troubled seas. Yes. Amen. Ain't that true?
Yes.
It sure is. How many have seen that happen?
Amen.
Amen. By His grace, again I say, amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you, we're living in a tremendous hour. A great time we're living in. And how I can see that what the Holy Spirit is bringing us to. Into a complete place where we will be a people with perfect faith, flawless, stand on God's word, and we'll be as Joshua and Caleb, men and brethren. We are more than able to take the land. God has promised us this land. Amen. And through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. Amen to them who believe. Oh my, by God's grace you can believe, because He chose you to believe the word of God. Amen. He chose you to have it revealed to you. As He told His disciples, blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear. Oh my, just think how blessed we are. Amen. And we can hear, we can see. By God's grace, receive revelation. Oh, to me that is so precious. Amen. As I said, I was talking about talking to the young man before he came to service there, you know, and he was talking about, he was reading the message, Harvest Time, and he was talking about how that in that he was seeing that it definitely is time for the Lord to appear. It is a harvest time. It's time for the Lord Jesus to appear. And I said, yeah. I said, but I said, we also see what he brought in that message. It's every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's what would be happening in that harvest time. A people would be completely under control of that word. Every word coming forth. Every word being fulfilled. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad God has given us His word in this hour. Oh my. And as Brother Timothy was saying, Satan is trying everything he can. If he can deceive somebody with one little misquote, one thing that's just a little bit off, and causes somebody to turn away from the promises of God, oh my, it's a dangerous time. Brother Paul said it would be. Perilous times, dangerous times. Yes. Men be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Heady, high-minded, all those things. Truly the hour is here. But oh, it's only the grace that holds you in, holds you steady to the word of God. Amen. But faith, I pray that you're praying about this faith. This faith. Strong. Remember, as we read, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Remember, Paul justified Abraham for what God seen in him. James justified Abraham by what man saw in him. So it was seen in God's eyes and in man's eyes. That's right. God seen it and man seen it. So it cannot be covered up under a bushel. But it must be out on display. This perfect faith. Oh my. Perfect revelation. Where people can stand on the promises of God without any wavering whatsoever. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's just sing a little chorus. Faith in God will move a mighty mountain. If ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt it not, it shall be done. What if God has taken your life or my life completely over in such a way that we know and we can back it up with the scripture and back it up with quotes of what God spoke through that prophet, that token's on display? Who's that token? Jesus Christ. Has Jesus Christ ever been defeated? He's never been defeated. Satan thought he had him defeated. But about the time he thought he had him defeated, he thought he had him defeated when he went to the cross. That, he's done away with now. But he showed him he wasn't defeated. He raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And if that same Jesus Christ, if I can really truly find him living in me and living in you, will Satan be defeated again? Will not he have again power over every devil? Over the world, over the flesh, over sin? Oh my. Hallelujah. But the key is you've got to be able to see that Jesus Christ living in you. And as long as you're doing things wrong, you'll never have that confidence. Never. That's what he said. Isn't it? Think about that. As long as you're doing things wrong, and to some it's so easy to do things wrong, constantly. But what if I can find that place where really something on the inside is really in reality brought this body under subjection to the Word? My. Satan will never be able to stand before them people, for they'll be as an invincible army. Amen. Glory. You want faith? Get that life. Man will see it. God will see it. Amen. And when you can look at yourself and see Jesus Christ is living, what a confidence you'll have. That he's more than able to perform everything he's promised. Because you see, then you're really one of his. That those promises belong to. Outside that token, you have no guarantee. Outside that token, you have no assurance. But if that token's on display, if I can back it up with the scripture that token's there, if I can back it up with what that prophet said is there, now we'll get some. But just remember, as long as you're doing things wrong, your heart's going to condemn you. Because look at the word you know. Your heart's going to condemn you. And you're not going to get what you asked for. What if I can find a place that I'm really seeing everything's okay? Amen. Glory. No wonder. That baptism of the Holy Ghost is so important. That new birth. No wonder it's so important. Amen. Glory. Just got to keep you thinking on it because I don't want you to forget. I want you to keep meditating on it. Amen. Oh, my. Faith in God will move a mighty mountain. Faith.
Trouble.
us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, that's what we want to see, is that victory. That victory in Jesus. Oh, God, where everything, every circumstance in this life is controlled by the Word of God. And we can see the Holy Spirit living in us. We can see Romans 8 chapter. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Lord, these places in our life must be fulfilled. And where we see truly, it is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I pray, Lord, even like the little messages tonight, Father, that you would, oh God, just brand these things into our hearts. And Lord, as Brother Timothy was speaking, Lord, may we not push you aside because maybe we just don't quite understand it or we can't quite grasp it. And then just push it all aside. But may we lay, Lord, in the presence of the Son, Lord Jesus, and cry out for revelation. Lord, and truly mean it with all our heart that we're desiring a greater and a closer walk with you. And knowing that without faith, it is impossible to please you. And we must come before you, Lord, and we must know that you are. And we must see and recognize that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Oh, God, may that be in our hearts, just burning constantly. And just grant all these things into our hearts as we spoke on tonight. Lord, let it be a reality. May we come back, Lord, if you should tarry till the Sunday morning. May we come back crying out, Lord, for that revelation. That's our desire. That's our prayer. That's the most important thing, Lord, in our hearts and our lives. Because we know if we're able to get the revelation, we're able to receive the Word of God, and Lord, we know you'll take care of everything else. So we appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you again for giving us this little opportunity to be here this evening to gather around the Word and sit here and listen and be able to worship you and talk to you. It's just a wonderful blessing, Lord, and we appreciate it now. Just go with us again in a special way, and Lord, may we constantly make melody in our hearts unto the Lord, keeping that word also, Lord, making singing praises to you, Lord, worshiping you. And as we think, may we think on things that are pure and things that are honest, things that are godly. All the Word of God, the whole Bible, be fulfilled in our lives. Granted is our prayer. In your most holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask thee. Amen. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. I love these old songs. Amen. Look for him.